That was magical. Welcome back to the Luck Changers Podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, co-host Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and moderator AJ.
Merry Christmas.
And we got editor Disay in the house, not on mic, but on headphones. And obviously, like AJ just said, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is December 22nd, I believe. And this is going to be our last episode before Christmas, so this is our Christmas special. And that was a nice little edit there to our intro. AJ, shout out. That was clean. That was nice. Tone, you kind of held the load last week. What's up, bud?
It was fine. You know, none of us can make it, so we kind of worked it out and said, fuck it. That's an early one. I'm going to do
Merry
it myself.
Christmas. Fuck it.
See how it goes. It was okay. I'm really glad to have the team back, though, because it was totally different.
Yeah, it's nice. This is our first time all back since we had our little get-together. We had a nice little LCPD, little Luck Changers Podcast Day. Celebrated our one-year anniversary just a few weeks ago, and the first time we're all back in the studio, and it feels good, and I'm just excited to get this awesome episode out. We got a lot of great segments ahead, so stay tuned, hold on, and you're going to enjoy this one. So, I'm going to throw it to AJ. What happened last week?
Yeah, let's go ahead and recap week 15 because the boys are back in town, baby.
Let's go.
We're back in the green.
Let's go.
And it was a beautiful feeling. So we had Nate going 3-2, but he's up plus 4 units because he had a big unit drop on the Steelers pick, NLOD 3-unit play. Great pick.
Thank you.
And I apologize. I was hosting the show solo last week. I failed to mention Nate. He did do Nate's lock of the day, 3 units on the Steelers as a pick. He also did 2 units on the Colts. Unfortunately, I failed to mention that, but we have it in our receipts. That's what he meant.
Yep. It's all out there. So if you ever have any questions, go ahead and we'll show you the receipts.
Yes, sir. Tone had a beautiful day last weekend. A beautiful weekend. 4-1 plus 3 units. You love to see that. And the luck it in. We're back, baby. 2-0 plus 2 units. Steelers pick Colts minus 2.5, so it was great to see that. No head-to-heads, which you also don't mind to see.
Yeah, love seeing that.
A little 2-0.
And we have Nate, 63-49-2 on the year, 56.1% plus 18 units.
Let's go.
Tone, 45-40-4, 52.8%. He's up plus 3 units on the season. Luck it in, 17-13-1, 56.5%. Plus 3 units, and head-to-head, Tone 4, Nate 4.
Ooh, what a year. I mean, we're coming down to the end of it. Our numbers are, right around where we want them to be. Obviously, we can always strive for better, but with the season we've had, you're seeing all these teams that are 7-7 and 6-8 and 8-6 all in the playoff race, so it's been a wild, crazy year. So even with us coming out positive and hitting our quota almost, for the most part, I think we've done a really good job and handled this season to the best of our abilities.
Yeah, I would agree with that, especially with COVID and injuries. It's been a really weird season, and obviously we had to push back last week's tape. And thankfully, it was for the best.
Right.
I think it played out in our favor, and no one touched that Browns game.
No.
No one touched the 2 games last night. Just a weird season, but when you can be in the green, that's all you can ask for.
Amen. And we're going to keep it rolling for the end of the season. We're going to go on a massive hot streak, just like I know we're capable of. So, with that being said, I think it's everyone's favorite part of the show.
What did he say?
All right. It is What Did He Say? We didn't have one last week, so we're back. We're going to drop this one for you guys. And the question of the day. The 2 players that are in the top 5 for MVP race right now, I would say Aaron Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor, they're both playing on Christmas Day this year. So that takes us to the question itself.
Oh, boy.
Who was the last player to win on Christmas Day and win the NFL MVP in the same season?
What a layup. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. So can we announce the score real quick of the LCP against DSA?
Absolutely. So the current score right now, LCP 8, DSA 7.
All right. Cool. I don't remember the last team that actually played on Christmas.
No.
I'm just going to throw an MVP out there, and we're going to get this thing rolling.
Yeah, it's been posted on social media. We'll come back around the horn. We'll get our fans' answers. We'll get your answers, and we'll see who if Disa can tie it up.
My confidence is through the roof.
All right, cool. So before we jump to the lines, I got a little segment for us today, and we'll just call it Cole for Christmas.
Okay.
All right. So here's how this works. We're going to be looking at teams that are on the bubble, that are in the hunt, you could say. And what I want to know from you guys is the team that's in the hunt, are they going to be getting gifted for Christmas? Are they going to be going to the playoffs? Or are they going to be getting cold for Christmas? All right.
Interesting.
So if the season ended today, these are the seven teams that fill the playoff spots in each conference. These teams are not locks, but as of now, they are currently in. In the AFC, we have the 10-4 Kansas City Chiefs, 9-5 New England Patriots, 9-5 Tennessee Titans, 8-6 Cincinnati Bengals, and for the three wild card spots, 8-6 Indianapolis Colts, 8-6 Los Angeles Chargers, 8-6 Buffalo Bills. In the NFC, we have the 11-3 Green Bay Packers. They are the only team in the NFL right now that's clinched their division, so they are actually a lock. We have the 10-4 Dallas Cowboys, 10-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 10-4 Arizona Cardinals, 10-4 Los Angeles Rams, 8-6 San Francisco 49ers, 7-7 Minnesota Vikings.
There they are.
So I'm going to be giving you guys five teams in each conference, and Tone, you'll be responsible for AFC, Nate will be responsible for NFC, and all you guys are doing is just telling me if you think they'll be gifted with a playoff spot or if you think they're going to be getting cold this season. So let's start with you, Tone. To start it off, we have the 8-6 Baltimore Ravens and their remaining schedule at Bengals versus Rams versus Steelers.
I feel like this division's tough. I mean, one of the toughest in the league. Someone has to make it. So right now we have the Bengals leading the division, well, tied with the Ravens. Pittsburgh is third. The Browns are fourth. To me, I this game coming up is going to be huge. Pretty much whoever wins this is going to win division. I would love to think that the Ravens continue to get gifts, but I think they might get a little cold finally for once. And the Bengals might end up winning this division.
Wow. Sorry, Ravens fans. You're getting cold for Christmas. All right, Nate. We're going to start you off with the NFC. We have the 7-7 Philadelphia Eagles. Their remaining schedule is versus Giants at Washington Football Team versus Cowboys.
Yeah, so ever since the season started, I've not been a big Nick Sirianni guy. I'm really starting to like Jalen Hurts. The offense has really come together, but I see two losses ahead of them. I know they're probably going to get it done against the Giants since they lost to them previously and they're 10-point favorites this week. But I think they slip up against the Cowboys and Washington Football Team. I don't think that's going to get it done. So, unfortunately, Philadelphia, I know your fans are brutal, so don't come after me. But you're going to get a nice fat lump of coal this year, unfortunately. A
lot of coal.
Yeah.
All right. We go back to the AFC, and we have the 7-6-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Their remaining schedule at Chiefs versus Browns at Ravens.
More coal. I hate to do it, but I really don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs team. They're double-digit underdogs. I don't know if they can beat the Browns or the Ravens. I don't think they can beat both of them. I think they can. I don't think they will. So I'm going to give them some coal. Again, I think it's the Bengals, for some reason, are going to win this division possibly, and it's going to be weird, but I got to give the Ravens and the Steelers a big lump of coal.
Sorry, Steelers fans.
Maybe I'm just biased. Maybe I've just been waiting for this moment. Right. So we'll see.
All right, let's jump back to the NFC. Nate, we have the 7-7 New Orleans Saints, their main schedule, versus Dolphins, versus Panthers at Falcons.
So I got the scenario. It's going to work. It's going to happen. Just keep an eye out. Clip this. So the Saints have the Dolphins on Monday night at home, and the Saints at home in prime time are pretty money. Even without Jameis Winston, I think Taysom Hill is starting to really get this offense going. Then they have the Panthers and Falcons after, which I think those are two super easy wins for them. And I don't see the Vikings winning out because they do have to play the Rams and the Packers still. So with the Saints finishing 3-0 this season, I'm going to say Merry Christmas, Nola. You're going. This is your year. You're going to the playoffs.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Saints fans. You're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, just get the shirts ready.
All right, Tom, we have the 7-7 Las Vegas Raiders versus Broncos at Colts versus Chargers.
Man, I'm giving out a lot of coal. Hate to be a Grinch, but to me, there's no way that the Raiders are going to – I don't know if they can beat the Broncos. Definitely don't think they'll beat the Colts or the Chargers. It's just a tough division. The Chiefs are going to win that. I don't think they'll be able to get a wild card spot, so unfortunately, they're going to have to take a little coal.
All right. Nate, we have the 6-8 Washington football team at Cowboys versus Eagles at Giants.
Yeah, I do potentially see two wins in this. It's not going to get it done, obviously, since they're already a game back. They have the Cowboys at Dallas, and a lot of scrutiny the way Dak's been playing, so I think he's going to come out and play well. And it's going to be a cool. They started out bad this year, and they're not going to bounce back anytime soon, so maybe next year.
All right, Tom, we're jumping back to you. We have the 7-7 Miami Dolphins, potentially the hottest team in the NFL right now, and their remaining schedule at Saints, at Titans, versus Patriots.
I'm going to give out a gift. I'm feeling generous. Okay. I like this Dolphins team. Honestly, I think they can beat this Saints team. That defense is going to be tough for Taysom Hill. They can also beat the Titans team. I don't think Derrick Henry there's a chance he comes back, I think, week 18 if they need him, possibly for the playoffs. I'm not saying they will. I think they could beat the Titans. I don't know if they'll beat the Patriots, but they might end up finding a way to sneak in there, so I'll give them a gift.
All right. Nate, we have the 6-8 Atlanta Falcons versus Lions at Bills versus Saints.
Yeah, I think they do end up winning against the Lions this week. They play really good against very shitty teams, and so I think they get that win, but I think they lose pretty ugly these last two games. They finished 7-10, middle of the road as far as the draft goes. I'm not sure what they're going to do, what their plans are with Matt Ryan. Calvin Ridley's gone, and it's a weird dynamic they got going in Atlanta right now.
All right, Tone, I hate to ask, but I'm going to have to ask you. The last team in the hunt. We have the 7-7 Cleveland Browns at Packers on Christmas, at Steelers versus Bengals. Are they going to get gifted, or are they going home with some coal?
Big bag of coal. Hate to do it. To me, it's just the Packers, Steelers, Bengals. They could easily lose all three of those games. They could win 2 out of 3, too, but there's just too much going on with the Browns. I'm rooting for that, but if I was betting, I would give them a big, big fat coal.
Is Baker Mayfield a starting quarterback next season?
Yes.
Stefanski's head coach next season?
Yes.
Okay. Nate, last one. This is an easy one, but I had to do it. 5-9 Carolina Panthers versus Bucks at Saints at Bucks. Yikes.
They don't win any of those
games. Big yikes.
They're done. I mean, I would also tank if I were them when they're maybe get a kicker in the first round. I don't know if you guys saw that pregame where their kicker got hurt in the pregame and they got these guys just kicking. And just in the pregame warmups, just seeing who can kick the fucking ball. So this team's in shambles. They got Sam Darnold. They started 3-0. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, he's the savior. Look, I mean, what happened with him and the Jets? But now I'm starting. It's just this Carolina team is ugly.
All right, so a whole lot of coal. You guys feel pretty good about the seven teams that are currently sitting. Only one team in each division is going to be getting some gifts. So.
All right. Cool. I just don't think it's the Vikings year, guys. It's sad, but it's true.
All right. Well, now that that's over with, let's go ahead and just jump straight to the lines. Let's get you guys' takes, and let's see if we can keep the green check marks flowing in this week. So to start Thursday Night Football, we have the 8-6 San Francisco 49ers. They're -3.5 points, and they are traveling to Tennessee to take on the 9-5 Titans. Over-under for this game, 44 points.
This should be maybe a entertaining Thursday Night Football game. We'll take it compared to some of them. I'm going to do another team total here. I've been doing those the last couple of weeks, and I kind of enjoy them. I've been having some success.
They're hot.
Mm-hmm. This time I'm going to take an under. Oh. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers team total under 23.5. The Titans are top 10 in yards allowed. They're second in rushing yards allowed as well defensively. This Titan D's actually been pretty tough. They're allowing 22 points a game. They held the Chiefs to 3 points, the Colts, the Rams to 16 points, shut out the Jaguars. If we don't count overtime games, this D has only given up more than 23 points 3 times against the Cardinals, the Bills, and the Patriots, all teams who average more points per game than the 49ers team. I do know their offense is coming into form, but I think it might be a tough team on the road. You know, the time difference. I'm going to go ahead and take team total under 23.5, 49ers.
I like that pick. I do. I don't think this game goes over. I have no trust in either team. I don't know what Tennessee Titan team is going to show up without Derrick Henry. They're so inconsistent. You never know what's going to happen. I'm going to have to pass this game, especially because it's Thursday night. These short weeks, even with COVID going on, they're absolutely brutal to kind of get a read on. So I'm going to sit this one out and root for you, Tone.
All right. We have Christmas at 4:30 p.m. We have the 7-7 Cleveland Browns. They are +7. They're heading to Lambeau to take on the 11-3 Packers. Over-under for this game, 44.5 points.
So, Merry Christmas, Browns fans. You're going to lose. And I hate to say it, but...
Nice guy.
I mean, it's just... The only thing you really got going for you is the Packers did clinch the division, but they're still trying to fight for that number one seed, which is huge now in this new playoff format. So... I think the Packers get it done. It's in Lambeau. The Browns teams, you just don't know what you're going to get out of them with Baker. Is he playing? I know Stefanski's officially back. It's such a weird spot. I think this Packers team is going to end up winning the Super Bowl if it's not the Cowboys. I don't see it happening. I would like a tease to take the Packers down to 1, but when it went from 7.5 to 7, it just kind of scared me. So I'm going to pass this one as well and just kind of root for the Browns, because I hate the Packers.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. I can't trust this Browns team, though. For me, I don't think they can go in the Lambeau, beat this laser-focused Green Bay Packers team. Again, if they win this game, they clinch the number one seed. They're going to get that bye in the first round, which is huge for Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. You know, he has that toe situation going on. To me, they're undefeated at home. The closest team that came to beating them at home was 8 points, which was Week 12 with the Rams. I just don't know exactly who's going to be available for this Browns team, how they're going to feel, injuries, COVID. I'm going to tease the Packers. I'll take them down to -1. Had to do it with the Bills, +8.5. That's going to be my first and only teaser of the day. But I think there's no way the Browns go into Lambeau and beat the Packers. I hope they do, though.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's a money teaser. I'm not going to do it personally just because... throughout the year, I noticed that my teasers is just, I've been terrible at them. My percentage is down. My straight bets have been awesome, so I'm going to stick with that.
I don't blame you.
No, I think that's a good teaser, though.
All right, moving along on Christmas Day, we have Saturday at 8:15 p.m. We have the 8-6 Indianapolis Colts, and they're at a pick currently. They're traveling to Arizona to take on the 10-4 Cardinals. Over-under for this game, 49.5 points.
This might be my favorite game of the week. These are two teams I really enjoy watching. I love the Colts. Cardinals, I've been riding them since last season. They're really coming into form this year. They are in some bit of a regression right now, though. They started off 7-0. They've lost 3 of their last 5 games. The teams they beat were the Bears, Seattle. Now DeAndre Hopkins is out. Murray hasn't really looked healthy since he came back from his injury. They're going against a top 10 D in the Colts. I just don't know. I do think the Cardinals are in a good spot. They're going to want to bounce back after losing to Detroit. If anything, I would lean towards the under in this game, 49.5. We got two pretty tough defenses here. I like taking team totals, but I don't like taking over-unders in general too much. I wanted to tease the Colts earlier in the week. They were 2.5. Could have got them 8.5. That number's gone. I'm not going to take them +6. It might be at the right side and a good call, but I'm ultimately past this game.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, like you said, they lost 3 of 5, lost 2 in a row. They're kind of on a skid. But I think A.J. Green has a huge week, and with him kind of having a big week with DeAndre Hopkins out, I think it opens up Rondale Moore in the biggest fashion. I could see him getting double-digit catches out of nowhere. So I love this Cardinals team at home in a great spot. And the Colts have been the hottest team, arguably, in the NFL this past, other than the Dolphins, 7-8 weeks. Jonathan Taylor is an absolute animal. The Cardinals' rush defense isn't good whatsoever. I think they're one of the worst, actually. And heard a stat earlier that they are the worst rushing defense when they're facing a two tight end set. So, and that's what the Colts thrive on. So, with Doyle and
Doyle rules.
Allie Cox.
Yeah, yep, Mo Alie-Cox. And so I know it's weird. I know everything's telling me to take the Colts, but I think the Cards get a bounce-back win, and this AFC wildcard race gets a little bit tighter with the Colts' loss.
Yeah, at a pick, I think the Cardinals is the right side. Mm-hmm. They're in a better spot for sure.
Right.
All right, so that's our Christmas Day games. You know, football is really big on Thanksgiving. You guys plan on watching football on Christmas or probably not?
Personally, I do a lot of my family celebrating on Christmas Eve, so I don't really do much on Christmas. I watch Christmas movies. I relax. I'll play video games. It's just more of a me day. So, yeah, I plan on watching a lot of football.
I like that.
Yeah, it works out great.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the first game's not on until 4:30, so we should have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. We do most of our Christmas stuff in the earlier parts of the day, so I will absolutely be watching.
Cool.
What about you, AJ? You watching football on Christmas?
I'll be running around.
Yeah?
Until midnight Christmas.
Oh,
so
man. Probably not. We host, luckily, so we don't got to leave.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Very nice. And always have the football game in the background.
All right, so Sunday, 1 o'clock, we have the 2-11 Detroit Lions coming off of another win, and they are +6. And they are traveling to Atlanta to take on the 6-8 Falcons. Over-under for this game, 43 points.
Yeah, I had mentioned earlier in the show that the Falcons are very good against really bad teams. And, I mean, this six-point spread, I don't think the Falcons being home is much of an advantage because they're done this year. They don't really have any playoff hopes. I know they're kind of in there, but I think their season's over, but they have one last hurrah in them. I'm going to take the Falcons laying that 6 points. The Lions just had that huge win against Arizona last week. Their energy is high, and I think it comes crashing down a bit. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons laying that 6.
Well, it's actually -5.5 on the alternate line.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm going to take.
Even better.
Yeah, I'm gonna luck that in. I'm going to take the Falcons -5.5. Detroit's off their biggest win of the year. They've won 2 out of 3. Now you're getting points versus the Falcons. Kind of a weird line to me. The Falcons team is bad, but like you mentioned, they're not bad against bad teams. So they played against 5 teams this year that have a worse record than them. They're 4-1 in those games. And they've covered 6 points in all but one game. So I feel pretty good about them in that position. Last week, versus San Francisco, they were 0-8 within 5 yards as far as scoring a touchdown goes. 5 yards of the goal line, they went 4 and out both times, couldn't score. I feel like if they would have scored one or both those times, they could have covered, maybe competed as far as the outcome of the game goes. But I think the Falcons versus a bad team at home, -5.5, I'll take that all day.
Yeah.
All right. First look at end of the week. Next game up, we have the 8-6 Baltimore Ravens, +2.5 points. This is who Tone feels like. Maybe getting a gift, but probably getting some coal this year. They're going to the 8-6 Cincinnati Bengals. Over under first game, 45 points. It's a really big game. What do you guys think?
I'm excited.
This is kind of a fishy line to me, honestly. The Ravens have lost their last 3 games by a combined 4 points. The last time these two teams played, the Bengals blew them out 41-17. So it's kind of weird. The Bengals are at home and they're only -2.5. In these really tough divisional matchups, I actually like to always take the underdog, probably take the under. I'm going to pass this game on both of those. We'll see how it plays out, but I think this game pretty much decides who's going to win this division and ultimately make the playoffs. So it'll be interesting.
I agree. So I don't know if Lamar's playing, if Tyler Huntley's playing. I don't think it matters too much because Huntley has one in there and he's played pretty well. But with the remaining schedule the Ravens have, I know they got to play the Chiefs still. The Browns are still out there. So I think they need to get it done. They're the more desperate team at this point. I would lean Ravens, but I'm going to also pass.
All right. Next game, we have the 9-4 Los Angeles Rams, and they are -3 points. They're traveling to the 7-7 Minnesota Vikings. Over-under for this game, 49.5 points. And if the Vikings are making the playoffs, this is a must-win.
This is a must-win. And this is my favorite time for the Vikings to play. Sunday, 1 o'clock, not prime time. Hopefully we're not on TV. And if you guys know me, you know when I know to take the Vikings. And this, at home, against the Rams, who just played on Tuesday, is the spot you take the Vikings getting that 3 points. I don't have much to say about it. You just have to trust me. I'm taking the Vikings, just one unit. I'm leaning two, but Vikings plus three for a unit.
I love it. I'm going to pass it and root for you.
Thank you.
It's hard not to take the Vikings, especially on a teaser. All their games are pretty close, win or lose. I'm going to pass it and root for the Vikings plus three.
Undefeated in the tees.
Yeah, very true. Vikings are nasty in the tees. I had Vikings in a tees just the other night, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, the Bears?
Yep.
Nice.
Vikings minus seven, Browns money line.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yep.
Not good.
Hate to see that.
Yep. All right. So, next game. 8-6 Buffalo Bills, plus 2.5 points. They are traveling to Foxborough to take on the 9-5 Patriots. Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Tone, I know you already have a teaser on this game, but what do you guys got?
Yeah, so this is going to be the other leg of my teaser, Bills plus 8.5. I know they just got beat a couple weeks ago in New England. That was that weird game, 35 miles an hour winds. It was just weird. New England only threw the ball three times. I don't think they're going to get away with it this time. I feel like this is a revenge spot for the Bills. I don't know if they'll win, but I like going through the three, going through the seven. Give me the Bills plus 8.5 with the Packers minus one.
Yeah, I don't imagine them having the same success on the ground against this Bills team this time around. I think the Bills are in a more desperate spot. They need this win. They're still in the wild card. I think the Bills do end up sneaking out this division. So when I see a team, I've said it so many times this year, that I think can end up just winning this game outright and you're going to give me points, I'm going to take that every time. I'm going to make that my NLOD 3 unit. Just the Bills getting 2.5.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, love to hear that.
I think they go out and just win this game. I mean, it's crucial for them. Even if they lose, it's not going to be more than 2.5. Okay. That's 3 units.
Love
NLOD.
It.
Yeah,
I love that the NLOD the went from 2 to 3 units.
Just,
right.
Dude, it's just,
big dick energy.
I'm just huge.
BDE.
BDE,
I mean,
baby.
It is down my kneecap.
Yes, I love it. All right, the next game we have the shitty 4-10 New York Giants, plus 10.5 points, and they are traveling to Philadelphia to take on the shitty 7-7 Eagles. Over-under for this game, 40.5 points. What do you guys think for this one?
Yeah, so earlier this year I did call out the Giants beating the Eagles, and I didn't have to say beat them, but I knew they were going to cover, and they ended up covering. They ended up beating them. It was a low-scoring game, 13-7. The total is at 42 right now, and the Giants' offense is just crumbling. There's nothing really there. If I were them, I would sit Saquon for the rest of the year. Like, hey, chill out. They got nothing to play for. They got Mike Glennon back there. Half the team's on COVID reserve. Kadarius Toney's seen the field maybe 1.5 games. So I think this game soars under. So I'm going to take the under of 42.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to pass. I like, since the game is so low as far as the total goes, I probably lean towards the Giants. Last week, they definitely could have covered versus the Cowboys. A little mishaps at the end there and throughout the game, but I'm going to pass the game. I just don't like that number.
All right, Nate, pause.
Okay.
It's over under 40.5, not 42, my guy.
Ooh, well, you know how those line shifts, right? Right under my nose. Well, with that being said, you know, I mean, I don't see a lot of points being on the board, but I don't like that 40.5 number. I'm going to pass.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
No, I pass. What do you got? What's your take?
I already passed. I'm going to lean Giants.
Okay. All right, next game. We got a really big game next up, and you guys know why it's a big game?
No.
Because it's the moderator's stinky game of the week.
Ooh.
And it's the 2-12 Jacksonville Jaguars. They are plus one. They're giving a point to the 3-11 New York Jets. Over-under for this game, 41.5 points. What do you guys think about this shitty game?
Yeah, I'm not going to turn it on. I'm not going to watch it. I have no interest in it. I know the Jags are going to be playing a little better without Urban Meyer. Trevor Lawrence, he's been everything that I've expected him to be so far this year. So I got nothing. I'm going to let this game ride. I'm going to pass it. It could literally go either way.
Oh, definitely. It's a big pass for me. If anything, I think maybe Jacksonville will finally come to their senses this week, get that win without Urban Meyer. Plus, maybe the Jets don't mind losing. They're back behind them one win. So, if they lose, they're both tied 3-11, and that'll advance their draft position possibly.
Perfect. Yeah. So right now the Lions obviously did hold possession, They won, and now the Jacksonville Jaguars own possession of the first overall pick. So if they were to win this game, I actually believe it goes to the Jets. So
okay. So
we shall see.
Something to keep in mind. It'll be interesting to watch from the sideline.
Yeah.
I didn't even have that game written down.
Our next game, we have the 10-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, minus 11 points, and they are traveling to Carolina to take on the 5-9 Panthers. Over-under for this game, 44 points.
I would actually lean towards the Panthers in this game. I'm not going to take it. 11 points is a lot in this divisional matchup. Godwin's out. Fournette's out. Mike Evans could be out, at least banged up. I don't know. The Panthers could have easily covered last week versus the Bills if they would have had a kicker. They had some opportunities that were definitely faulted because of that. If I had to pick, I would take Panthers plus 11 at home. This Bucs seems a little weird on the road. I don't trust it, though, because they're coming off that big loss. Tom might be extra motivated. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, it's super sad seeing Godwin done for the season, torn ACL. Just a wild hit. I don't know if it was necessary, but that's a whole other discussion.
And he passed up a ton of money in the offseason to come back.
That's awful. I like the guy.
Really hate to see that.
Yeah, genuine player out there. It's not like he's out there getting in trouble or he's not like a shit talker. He's just out there working hard and
grabbing catches.
Tons of catches.
Great fantasy wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Tons of targets. I mean,
yeah, I have the benefit. I was supposed to play him this week. And
Nice.
So,
congrats. Yeah.
Him and Fournette.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they're both out, and that's –
I mean, I don't feel great about it, but I'm not mad about it, you know.
Yeah, but I know the Buccaneers still have solid running backs. Ronald Jones had a great year last year.
Yeah.
Giovanni Bernard.
Ronald Jones, definitely a good fantasy guy to keep an eye on as far as DraftKings goes, if you really need a running back. So.
Yeah, so with all those injuries and obviously the Panthers just being a very bad football team right now, I'm going to go ahead and take that under a 44 for just one unit.
Big under guy.
Yeah, I know. I suck.
All right, we have the 8-6 Los Angeles Chargers. They are minus 9.5 points, and they are traveling to Houston to take on the 3-11 Texans. Over under for this game, 45.5 points.
I'm going to pass this game. I really wanted to take the Chargers. They were minus 8. I wanted to tease that down into a teaser. I thought that was money. At 9.5, I want to be disciplined, not take them down to minus 3.5. So I'll pass this game. I would lean towards the Chargers team total over 27.5. It's a number I really like. I'm not going to take it officially. They've covered that 4 out of their last 5 games. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and take it officially.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But they've covered that number 4 out of the last 5 games. Houston is a defense that definitely is okay at times in the passing game, but overall can be taken advantage of. I like the Chargers to get 4 touchdowns, and I'll go ahead and take that.
Cool. Yeah. Honestly, when I saw this game start at 8, I was all over. I didn't want to tease it. I thought they were going to cover for sure. Now that I see it at 9.5, that makes me know all this money is coming in on the Chargers. I'm probably right about it, and I think they get it done by double digits. I don't normally lay these big spreads, but I think this is a great spot with the Texans coming off that win against the Jags. So Davis Mills has looked a little better than he really is. So I'm going to take the Chargers laying that 9.5 before it stumbles upon that double-digit spread. So,
oh, yeah, I'm sure it's headed there.
Yeah, so I'm going to lay that 9.5 with the Chargers.
All right, let's go ahead and jump to the 4 o'clock games on Sunday. The first game we have is the 4-10 Chicago Bears. They are plus 6.5 points. They're traveling to Seattle to take on the 5-8 Seahawks. Over-under for this game, 43 points.
Yeah, so Chicago is officially eliminated from the playoffs. But I watched that game one day, and they beat themselves. The penalties, the dumb mistakes, the fumbles. Justin Fields, there was this the one drive they had. I mean, he marched the field, I mean, right down the field, and I don't know why what they're doing with the play calling or – It was a little ridiculous. So getting 6.5 is a bit weird.
He's bad.
I don't know. I think I'm taking the Bears getting that 6.5 because the Seahawks don't have really anything to play for. Russell's gone. So I'm going to take the Bears getting that 6.5.
I'll just root for you on that one. I'm going to pass this game. I feel like Russell has more pride. I like the Seahawks on a teaser, thinking that they could at least just win, but I got to pass this.
This could be coaching. I feel like there's not a quarterback that I would take Fields over.
The whole NFL?
Yeah. Starting quarterbacks.
To start a franchise with, or?
What I just, at all, period.
Oh, okay.
He just, oh, yeah. I watched that game, and it was just frustrating. It could be coaching. I'm not saying it's Fields, but I can't tell you a quarterback I would take Fields over.
And, I mean, you got to look at his weapons, too. His best receiver is Darnell Mooney.
Right.
And it's...
He has a ton of potential. I love him at Ohio State.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, loved him at Ohio State. NFL Justin Fields, I'm not a fan.
Bad system. Like I said, Matt Nagy's just not good.
It's tough.
Yeah, very true. So we'll see. Matt Nagy's not going to be there next year, so I think it'll be a chance to see. Is it Fields? Is it coaching? We're going
to
find out.
I'm excited to see, for sure.
All right, the next game we have the 7-6-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. They're plus 10 points. They are traveling to Kansas City to take on the 10-4 Chiefs. Over-under for this game, 46 points.
Yeah, this is such a big number. The Steelers coming off that win at home versus the Titans. They were underdog most of the time. I think they closed probably as a favorite, at least as a pick. I don't know. This Kansas City team, in their last five games, they've won four of those games by double digits. The Steelers could be in a letdown spot. I'm going to pass. I would lean heavily towards the Chiefs minus 10. I don't know if they can keep covering, but they've been doing pretty consistent numbers as far as scoring goes and the margin. So I'll go ahead and pass this game, but I would lean the Chiefs.
Okay. I'm going to also pass 10 points. That's a ton of points, especially with the Steelers team that's still fighting for a playoff spot. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce might not be playing, so I think that's huge. I'm just going to stay away from it in general because when this Chiefs team is at its full potential, they could blow out anybody. So I'm going to pass.
Yeah, maybe this could be like an assignment we give to our guy, DC, behind the scenes, but I'm just really curious to know, when's the last time a Pittsburgh Steelers team with Ben Roethlisberger starting was plus 10? Or more points. That feels like a lot for a Ben Steelers team.
Interesting question.
That's a really big spread.
But I agree.
We'll see how it plays out. I kind of like the Steelers plus 10 right there, especially after beating the Titans last week. But the Chiefs are starting to really turn it up. And, you know, when we did our preseason prop bets, I took the Chiefs to finish with the best record. They're only one game behind the Green Bay Packers for that
right there
number one record. So I'm just going to throw that out there because I kind of got called out in the midseason. Here they are. They're coming back.
There he is.
They're looking good. So it's something to keep an eye on.
The Steelers, though, they are going to probably be without both their linebackers, Devin Bush, Marcus Allen, a guard out, an offensive tackle out. So
yeah, they're hurting.
Mm-hmm. Even Freiermuth, he left the game last game, concussion. So
yeah, sold the bag on Christian Mingo.
I don't know if he'll end up getting to play. So that I would definitely lean towards the Chiefs minus 10, but plus 10, that's such a good number with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, so I feel that for sure.
All right, next game we have the 7-7 Denver Broncos, Nate's squad. They're plus 1. They're traveling to Vegas to take on the 7-7 Raiders. Over-under for this game, 41.5 points.
Yeah, I've been pretty down on the Broncos, but when I'm not, They do well. So I'm going to go ahead and throw you a bone here. And I'm going to take the Broncos, given that point.
Okay.
I like Drew Lock. I know our guy DC hates him. So even if he starts, I think Javonte Williams goes out there.
Teddy
and goes
is definitely
off.
Not starting. That's for sure.
Yeah, I like Drew Lock. I think he goes out there. He plays well. The Raiders could barely beat a Browns team with their third string quarterback and half the team missing. So I don't expect them to go out there and look any better against the Broncos. So give me them Broncos, baby.
I love that pick. I love them on tees getting 7 points.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't end up fitting them into one of my teasers, so I'm going to pass this game. I definitely would root towards the Broncos plus 1. I think that they're the better team. If Teddy was here, it would absolutely be a Broncos play.
I think it
would
have been the different spread, maybe 3.
Right.
Nate, Denver Broncos, are they getting gifted or are they getting coal?
Oh, they're it's the Grinch.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
All right. I was just feeling the positivity that you were giving on that pick, so I thought maybe you were thinking gift. Okay.
No, man.
All right.
Scrooge.
Okay.
Bah humbug.
All right, Sunday Night Football, we have the 6-7 Washington football team. They are plus 10.5 points, and they are traveling to Dallas to take on the 10-4 Cowboys. Over-under for this game, 47 points.
This is going to be another game I'm gonna pass. I feel like 10.5 is a lot of points for Washington, because it is, but it's not, because we just don't know who's going to play. Mm-hmm. If they can get back some of their key guys, that's a ton of points in this divisional matchup. The Cowboys, it's hard to read them at this point in the season, so I'm going to go ahead and pass this game. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I hate the spread. 10.5. I mean, obviously, my Super Bowl prediction against an unknown team that if they lose, they're done, and they're at 6-9. But I don't like 10.5, because I do think the Cowboys go out and win, but they can still go out and win by double digits and still not cover. So I'm a chill.
All right, let's jump to the last game of this week. Monday Night Football, we have the 7-7 Miami Dolphins. We mentioned this earlier, probably the hottest team in the NFL. Tone feels like they could be getting a gift for Christmas this year. They are +3, and they are traveling to New Orleans to take on the 7-7 Saints. Over-under for this game, 38.5 points.
Yeah, so AJ mentioned that he had that little nice call out with the Chiefs having the best record. I if the Dolphins win out, I might have a little bit of a better take with calling out Brian Flores as coach of the year. Did not look promising when they started 1-7. So if they could come back and make the playoffs, I think he's well in the races to be coach of the year, and I think that'd be a great call out. So with that being said, though, Monday night, I think this is a low-scoring game. I think it starts out super slow. Neither team even has a touchdown in the first half, so I'm going to take the under at 38.5. I think it's super quiet.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I love
exciting Monday Night Football game.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's going to be brutal.
Sounds like a thriller.
Miserable. Very miserable.
Okay, well, I'm going to take Miami +3. I just think this Dolphins team is a better team. I'll gladly take 3 points. They should have Jalen Waddle back. Devontae Parker's been back. He's looked really solid. I think they're going to attack Taysom Hill a lot like they did Lamar Jackson back in Week 10. If you remember, they blitzed a lot on the outside. They shut down Lamar completely. That's when that Dolphins defense kind of really came back to life. They've been riding it ever since. New Orleans coming off this huge win in Tampa Bay. They've won 2 straight on the road. I don't know if Taysom can win 3 in a row. Definitely not by more than a field goal. Give me Miami +3.
I love that, though. I think it'd be so fun to watch them make the playoffs after that start.
Yeah. Cool. So I gave you guys both 5 teams each in the conferences. Who's getting gifts, who's getting coal. The only team you took was the Dolphins. The only team you took was the Saints. And here they are playing each other.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very nice stat.
Yeah, very
love
interesting.
Love that stat.
Didn't even realize it until just now. So very cool. All right. So that's your lines for the week. I'll go ahead and run down a Week 16 recap real quick for you guys. All right, Nate, you got 9 plays, 0 teasers this week. 9 single bets for 11 units total. Mm. You have the Arizona Cardinals with a pick, Falcons -5.5, Bills +2.5. That's the NLOD, 3-unit play.
Bitchin'.
The Vikings +3. We have the Bucks, Panthers -44, Chargers -9.5, Bears +6.5, Broncos +1. And
Dolphins Saints under 38.
Dolphins Saints under 38.5. Good call.
Damn.
All right, Tone, we have 5 plays, 1 teaser, 4 single bets for 5 units total. We have the 49ers team total under 23.5 points. We have a teaser, Packers -1, Bills +8.5, which I really love. Falcons -5.5. We have the Chargers team total over 27.5 points. And lastly, we have the Dolphins +3. And to round out our picks, we have the Luck It In. We have 1 play, 1 straight bet, 1 unit, Falcons -5.5 points.
Oh, not thrilled about that one.
Would have never guessed that.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting Luck It In. Falcons -5.5, but that's what it is. So let's continue the movement. Let's get those green check marks, boys. All right, so let's go ahead and jump to our DraftKings segment real quick. We got Week 16 NFL DraftKings, and which one do you guys want to start us off?
You know, I would go first this time. So with my quarterback in that 1 o'clock slot, I love it. He's not in prime time. He had one of his worst weeks of the season last week. I'm going to go ahead and take Kirk Cousins at 6,200 against this Rams team. I can see a lot of points on the board.
Nice. I decided to go back to Old Faithful. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Give me Justin Herbert, 7.2K. He's 4th in passing yards, 3rd in passing TDs, going against this Houston defense. They've allowed 30-plus points two out of their last three games. Give me Justin Herbert, 7.2K.
Very nice. Yeah, so I kind of went middle of the road with my running backs. So with my first running back, I went with Javonte Williams out of from Denver. So I think Denver goes out and gets this win against the Raiders. He's really starting to emerge as the number one back in that offense. So at 6,100, I think he has a huge week. I'm going to take Javonte Williams.
Love Javonte. I've taken him a couple times. Mm-hmm. He's also on my fantasy team.
Yep.
I've been waiting for him to kind of get off all year, and he's finally gotten to that point. So it's been huge. Love that pick. With my running back, I'm going to go with Cordarrelle Patterson. He got a little shut down last week, but I think he bounces back this week versus Detroit Lions defense. He's 6.7K. He's so versatile. I can't help but take him.
Yeah, so with my second running back, I think Chicago goes out there and they play really well against Seattle. David Montgomery never really had a chance to have a big game on Monday, so I think he steps up big this week. He's only 5,700, and I think his ceiling's very high for only being 5,700.
He's definitely a solid guy. I'm going to take a guy that you took last week. I thought that was a great pick. James Robinson.
Thank you.
Very solid pick last week. He's 5.9K this week. Again, he's one of the biggest focal points on that underwhelming Jacksonville team, but nonetheless, he gets a lot of looks, a lot of attention. They're going against one of the worst defensive teams in the league in the Jets. I feel like this really gives him a good opportunity. I'll take James Robinson, 5.9.
Yeah, I agree. I almost took him. It was either between him or Montgomery, so I saved maybe 200, so nothing crazy. With my first wide receiver, obviously I'm going to pair him with Kirk Cousins. No questions asked. Adam Thielen might still not play, so I'm taking Justin Jefferson, 8,100. I'll spend the money. He's due to go off, so is my second receiver. You're going to see who I say.
Another guy on my fantasy team, so I'm definitely rooting for Justin. With my first wide receiver, I got to pair him with him. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Keenan Allen, 7.7K. He's gotten double digits every single game he's played this year. He's just a fantasy monster.
Mm-hmm.
Love the pairing with him and Justin. I'll take him, 7.7K.
For years and years, too, Keenan Allen's been like the guy, like the target guy.
Right. Very nice.
Yeah, great pick. So with my second receiver, I'm going to go with another guy on Christian Mingle. Rest in peace. Unfortunately, they lost. But I'm going to go with Ja'Marr Chase at 7,100. He is absolutely super due against this Baltimore defense. I think he has a huge week this week.
You really hope he does, you know?
Yeah.
I do want to take a moment. Shout out. You really hate to see it. Yeah. Prayers to all of our Christian Mingle fans. With my second wide receiver, I'm going to go Tyler Lockett, 6.7K. He's got to be Russell Wilson's favorite target this year. He missed last week due to a positive COVID test. I think he bounces back this week. He's 6.7K. That could be a steal. I'll take him as my second wide receiver.
Yeah, he wasn't there last week, so you could tell that Russell was really missing a guy he could really just depend on and drop it down to or go deep with it. So with my last receiver, I'm going to go with Rashad Bateman. I think I've took him 3 or 4 weeks in a row. It hasn't worked out well for me, but this week it will, I promise. He's only 4,500, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring matchup out of nowhere in this Baltimore game. So I think even with Huntley, Lamar, whoever's in, I think Bateman finds himself a few targets, maybe the end zone.
Okay, I like that. With my third wide receiver, I'm going with Amon-Ra St. Brown, 5.6K. He's been a stud this last few weeks. He's getting almost 12 targets a game. He got 12, 12, and 11 last few games. This Atlanta team could definitely get passed on. They're bottom third in the league as far as passing defense goes. 5.6K, give me Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I took him a few weeks back when he was like 3,700, but now, yeah, it's awesome to see his price point go up. He's been playing really well. And AJ likes it. I can see him over there. So with my tight end, I've splurged a little, and I went with Kyle Pitts against this Detroit Lions defense. He's really all Matt Ryan has, so I expect him to get double-digit targets, find the end zone a couple times, have a huge game against Detroit.
Okay, nice. With my tight end, I went CJ Uzomah, 3K. He's actually been fizzled out, underwhelming last handful of games. He's cooled down against this Baltimore Ravens team. A month or so ago, he dropped 24 points. We'll see how it goes this time, but I'll take him at 3K.
Yeah, I love it. With my flex, I did kind of follow suit. I went low. I went James Washington, I'm sorry, for 3,700 against Kansas City. Their defense is depleted. A lot of guys might be out due to COVID. So I think James Robinson, he's kind of finding his way in this offense. I think he's due for a big play, maybe a touchdown again.
James Robinson?
Washington. I'm sorry.
Oh, Washington?
Yeah, James Washington.
Okay. Just to clarify.
Pittsburgh. Yep.
Okay, with my flex, I'm going with the absolute steal. Godwin's out for the year. Mike Evans is banged up. Antonio Brown is finally back.
Oh, nice.
He is 4.9K.
Oh, wow.
Let's not forget who was Tom's favorite target. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's a lot of potential for him to get immediately back into this offense. At 4.9K, that's a steal. Antonio Brown.
I love that. Great pick. So for my defense, I went somewhat cheap. I didn't do a tone here, but I went with Jacksonville. They're 2,700. They're playing the Jets. You know Zach Wilson's going to throw multiple interceptions, and I think that Jaguars defense really capitalizes this week.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a tone. Bottom of the barrel. Panthers, 2.3K.
No.
Just in case, you know, like I said, Godwin's out, Fournette's out. Just in case this Tampa Bay team on the road can't really get back into their true form, I'll take the Panthers, 2.3K.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But, hey, pretty solid for our DraftKings. We've been hitting here and there. I started out way hotter than I am now, so hopefully I jump back on that bandwagon and start getting you guys some better picks. Tone has been killing it himself. AJ's got himself a couple dubs recently, so shout out AJ.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, so that's about it. I think. Oh, we do have. What did he say? Go ahead and hit that.
What did he say?
Yeah, this is a wild question.
It's what did he say? So. We have two MVP, or we have two candidates who are in the running for MVP playing on Christmas Day, Aaron Rodgers and Jonathan Taylor, which led to the question, who was the last player to win on Christmas Day and win NFL MVP in the same season?
You go first.
I literally have no clue.
I'm thinking Tom Brady maybe, Aaron Rodgers himself. Wait, here, who? You just
Aaron Rodgers.
Damn, I wanted to say Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go ahead and go to the ladder and take Tom Brady. Just kind of play it safe. I know it might neither be. It could be. I don't know.
It's neither of those.
Wait.
Okay, so we did get one answer on Facebook from Brian Ray, and his answer was Aaron Rodgers. The answer, Aaron Rodgers.
I got you. What?
You're welcome.
Excuse me?
Aaron Rodgers.
You did what?
So he's back on Christmas Day, playing again, possibly an MVP candidate this season. So,
fuck was that?
What did he say? LCP 9, did he say 7?
Ooh.
Oh.
Love to see that.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
We got him.
Good sold, boys. Yeah. Dakota hit us up. The audio did save.
Hey! Let's go!
Love to see it.
We're in there. We're in there, boys.
Let's go.
Shout out D-Say.
Shout out D-Say. He
ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
All right,
Merry
now,
Christmas to all of our fans.
Yeah,
we appreciate
Christmas.
You guys. Hope everyone's blessed. Have a great holiday.
Hope you hit your bets this
weekend. Yeah, and before we go, I have a quick little 3-minute rendition of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, okay. Are you guys ready?
Go ahead. Hit it.
We'll edit this out. Don't worry.
Yeah, it definitely happened.
Okay.
So with all that being said, your host Nate, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, editor DC, we are the Luck Changers. We are.
Adios.
Merry Christmas.
Peace and money.
Merry Christmas.